there's moonbeams in your elbows, and there's rivers in your head. And I wanna see you forever, babe, forever. Don't take me back in time now, but there's nothing for me there.
Welcome to On the Wing Podcast, presented by Purina Pro Plan. During On the Wing Podcast episode number 358, which dropped on April the 8th and was titled Hunting Spot Names That Stick, I announced a contest for listeners to send me the best name in their hunting spot roster, along with a short story behind that name. And I promised to read the best name and story during a future episode of On the Wing Podcast and hook up that winner with a woodsman pack courtesy of our friends at Frost River, the Duluth, Minnesota-based makers of fabulous waxed canvas packs, luggage, gun cases, and a bunch of other stuff. You can check out Frost River at frostriver.com. Actually, I was just through Duluth and I stopped at Frost River about a month and a half ago on my way home from cross-country skiing in the Boundary Waters. And I picked up two of their shotgun canvas gun cases, and they're fabulous. Well, today, I'm going to fulfill the promise I made back on episode 358 with this short, snackable episode of On the Wing Podcast. In fact, I was so pleased with all of the listener responses. I'm actually going to read four of my favorites, three runners up, and the story that I selected to win the Frost River Woodsman Pack. Before I get going, I want to shout out our friends at Purina Pro Plan. As you know, they're the national dog food sponsor of Pheasants Forever and of Quail Forever and the presenting sponsor of On the Wing Podcast. All of my pups, from Trammel to Izzy to Esky and my current pack, a Gitch in winter, have always eaten Purina Pro Plan. It's that purple bag, well, black bag with purple writing and a German Shorthair on the bag. My pups have always eaten Purina Pro Plan, and Purina has always supported Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever's wildlife habitat mission. What's most important to me, though, is that Pro Plan was created by a team of the world's best scientists and nutritionists for the working bird dog like yours and like mine. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. All right. Here are your runners up. Number three runner up. It is sent to me from Brian Hafner in Missouri. Here we go. These are Brian's words. Hunting a new weehaw in Kansas with a 7-month-old English setter named Kai, we found a covey of bobwhite quail right off the road next to the creek that dissected the property. The birds flew when the dog flash pointed, so we moved along. A few hundred yards along, the dog bumped a single that flew across the creek. With Kai in hot pursuit, not realizing that the creek bank was about 12 feet straight up from the creek bed, he didn't even slow down before hitting the edge and launching to the opposite bank below. This spot will forever be Kai's leap. All right, Brian, you got the third runner up, and I've got a Quail Forever hat in the mail your way. Thanks for sending that story of Kai's leap in. Runner up number two comes from Randy Krebs in Minnesota. Here are Randy's words. To everyone else, it's just another ditch crossing just another WMA in central Minnesota. However, to myself, my two sons, and my upland bird dog, mentor, best hunting buddy, this ditch in WMA is forever known as the Magic Ditch. Here's why. My first experience with the Magic Ditch came when I was hunting alone in my first year as an adult onset pheasant hunter. Me and my first pointing lab decided to check out this WMA on a cloudy, cool October Sunday. 1 hour and two flush hens and one bagged rooster later, I dubbed it the Magic Ditch. Little did I know, the magic was just starting. A few weeks later, I returned with my eldest son, then 12 and also new to hunting, as well as my upland mentor. While I don't remember exactly how many birds we flushed or harvested that trip, I do remember my oldest bagged his first wild rooster over my friend's Vishla that day. Magic indeed. From then on, the Magic Ditch became a go-to spot for us. It always produced action and often yielded bagged birds. It even became a place our whole family would hunt. About 6 years later, when my youngest son was finally of hunting age, he, my mentor, myself, and our dogs made a stop at the Magic Ditch. Again, my friend's Vishla made a great point. A rooster burst upward, my son shot, my dog retrieved, and my youngest son had his first wild rooster in the bag. The Magic Ditch did it again. Nowadays, as happens, young boys become busy young men, which makes family visits to the Magic Ditch very rare, if not impossible. Still, that does not stop me and my current bird dog from hitting the Magic Ditch come fall. We almost always find birds. Sometimes I even hit one or two. No matter the results, though, I always enjoy the hunt. Because, well, that ditch made hunting magical, not just for me, but for the next generation. There you are, Randy Krebs with the Magic Ditch. All right, the final runner-up from Rick Soida in Colorado. Rick is a longtime listener. Thanks, Rick, for sending this story in. Here we go, Rick's words. This tale started the 2005 bird hunting season in the Northern Rockies with my buddy asking, "Where do you want to go?" I immediately responded, "Let's wander around the hills above the river. I love the view, and there are usually both sharp tails and huns, along with an occasional eagle watching over us." He then suggested to some other state land slightly closer to home in about 500 feet lower in elevation without the view. I remarked, "That's not my favorite, you know. I don't recall it ever being terribly good down there. More like terrible." He quipped, "Of course it's good down there. Let's go." We chattered back and forth, and I reluctantly agreed to try his spot. We grabbed our dogs, his English setter Shay, and my Siski Fusek, Rick, sorry if I mispronounced it, Ander is the name of Rick's dog, who were friends in their own right. Sometimes we teased about breeding the two and getting Fusetters. We weren't a quarter of a mile from the truck at this horrible spot my friend had chosen when Ander locked up amongst knee-high green needlegrass and western snowberry in a small draw. He held. I walked toward the front of my dog, and a 12-bird covey of partridge rose in unison. I pulled on a single, and it dropped. As it folded, a second one from the covey flew into my shot string and folded it as well. Ander made the retrieves, and my perception of the ground was permanently changed. We hiked further into the piece, and found more coveys. I do not recall the exact number, but think it was six more. It was an afternoon to remember, marked by inadvertently scoring two birds with a single shot. The next time we were thinking about where to hunt, my buddy suggested, how about the place you love to hate? I knew exactly where he meant, and the name stuck. The place was on public land and became dreadfully overgrazed by the lessee's horses not too many years after that memorable day. Birds became worse than scarce as the habitat deteriorated into oblivion, and we no longer return to what will always be the place you love to hate. Rick, I love the story. Thank you very much for sending it in. It was close, but here is my winner. And the winner will take home, once again, the Frost River Woodsman's Pack. The winner sent in by Mark Kufad. Apologize if I pronounced that incorrectly, Mark. Mark Kufad from Wyoming. Here are Mark's words. My now wife and I were hunting plots ground in North Dakota about a decade ago with our Spinonis. While working a property that was enrolled in the Coverlocks program of plots, nature called, and my wife took the opportunity to use the tree rows that were planted as cover. The dogs had been working a running bird leading up to this moment, and about the time she got her pants down, the rooster wild flushed off the side of a butte and came back towards us. I took the high crossing shot, connecting with the bird, dropping him mere feet from her. Between the thud of the bird coming back to the earth and the sound of two Spinonis making haste for that downed rooster, I heard from behind a tree in the young shelter belt, "Are you effing serious?" We have numerous other spots with interesting stories, but Twinkle Tinkle will live on forever. Over 10 years later, we still enjoy bird hunting together. We have the Golden Coyote as a spot name, Double Trouble, as well as Forever and Ever, where I asked that lady to be my wife. But Twinkle Tinkle will be a spot we will always return back to. So there you go, folks. Mark Kufad from Wyoming with Twinkle Tinkle takes home the Frost River Woodsman Pack. Again, thank you to everybody who sent me a short story with their favorite hunting spot name. I loved them all. These were just simply my top four. I will plan to do something like this again because I'm certain there are more stories out there with fabulous names. Until then, thanks for listening. And I'm Bob St. Pierre reminding you to always follow the dog, especially to Twinkle Tinkle. Something good will rise. Thanks for listening, folks.